being transmitted simultaneously via webcast and can be accessed at www.ri.sfr, where the presentation is available. Slides are going to be controlled by you. We'd like to remind all participants of the webcast to register questions to SFR. Questions will be answered after the end of the conference by the Investor Relations Department. We would like to reinforce that eventual comments made during the teleconference regarding SFR's business perspectives, projections, operational and financial goals, are anticipations made by the company based on currently available information. Future considerations are not a guarantee of performance and are based on uncertainties related to future events and depend on circumstances that may or not take place. Investors and analysts should understand that other conditions may affect the future results of SFR, with results that are materially different from those presented. I would now like to turn over to Mr. André Iaggi, CEO, who will start his presentation. Mr. André, please proceed. Good morning, everyone. It is a pleasure to have you here with us once again for the results of the second quarter 2021 of SFR. In today's agenda on page 3, we're going to start talking about the highlights for the second quarter of 2021, starting by the digitalization strategy, and then we're going to talk about the reopening. After that, Emilio is going to talk about the results for the second quarter. And then immediately after, we're going to talk about our ESG initiatives. And at the end, we're going to open for Q&A. And the first item on digitalization of SFR, on page 5, we have some important achievements made by the company in the second quarter. For you to have an idea, we reached 2.4 million users on the online platform only, which represents 140% more than we had in the same quarter last year. We have also reached 5.2 million transactions via app and e-commerce. And this is 9 times greater than the same period of last year. Regarding revenues, we reached a growth of 663% when compared to what we had last year. And this is only in the online platform. It's important to note that our digitalization strategy is very important to maintain the present and future of the company, where more and more we're going to be close, offering customized solutions to our clients in their journey with their vehicles. And now moving on to page, in the second quarter, we had an all-time record in volume of transactions. Only in Zona Azul, we reached 3.6 million transactions, and this will definitely continue growing in the future quarters. Regarding the percentage of online platform revenue, we have reached 11.5%. which is an expressive growth when compared to the second quarter of last year. And there is a trend for continued growth. The online transactions are very important in the total results of the company. On page 7, we're going to talk a little bit more about the different solutions with interaction and cross-selling. A digital platform today can hire different services like plans, Zona Azul, physical persons can use their areas with flexible prices according to the flexibility that they require. We have also created and are launching flexible monthly plans, meeting the new requirements of the market and the new behavior of our clients. And to conclude our agenda regarding digitalization on page 8, we can see that key sectors such as airports, Zona Azul, in addition to Zona Azul São Paulo, there has been a significant growth in online transactions. For example, in the airports, we have 11.4% of the revenue of this sector in the company. Regarding on-street operations, we have 40% of our revenue totally digitalized. And finally, Zona Azul de São Paulo, this rate is almost 89%. And now we're going to talk about the reopening on page 10. We can see the impact we had both in the first and second quarters regarding the second COVID wave when we had a peak between March and April. In July, we had an expressive growth in our revenue and reached close to 70% of the rate we had before COVID. And we believe that as vaccination continues and the events that have already been scheduled for most cities in the country, this will continue growing and will soon reach pre-COVID rates. On page 11, so regarding the reopening, we're going to talk about the recovery in the major sectors of the company. For example, on street, in the blue graph, we can see that we've reached 91% of what we had pre-COVID. In shopping malls, 83%. Business buildings, 69%. And in airports, still 56%. But we can also see a trend towards growth. Our expectation is that in the near future, we'll be working in almost every sector according to our pre-COVID rates. And in some areas, probably even better. I now turn over to Emilio Sanchez, our CFO, and he will talk a little bit more about the results for the second quarter of 2021. This is Emilio. Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank you for your presence in our call. We're going to talk about the second quarter of 2021 and are going to update our operations in the portfolio as well as the progression of our net revenue, our cash, and other financial indicators. And this is for June 30, 2021. As you can see, on page 13, we can see a quick resumption of our flow of operations. We are focusing on the profitability of the operations and also the operational discipline so that we do not lose the quality. We have operations in over 93,000 areas. And then on page 14 in the second quarter, we can see a recovery of our net income despite the impact of the month of April when we were still quarantining. The recovery is observed in all different areas. And with vaccination throughout Brazil, the opening that we have seen in July and August, we are very confident that soon our revenue will be in pre-pandemic levels. On page 15, the cash generation, you can see that we reached a growth that is based on our revenue and the recovery the company has had throughout the year. Basically, every segment with improvement. We have the off-street concessions, on-street concessions, airports, our Zona Azul de São Paulo operations. According to our projections, they will recover even before we get to the end. And then on page 16, we can see our FFO and net loss. Despite the impact of the month of April, the indicators reinforce our confidence for future quarters, especially with the vaccination and reopening of all cities in Brazil. Our FFO and net loss in the period is still under the impact of our high financial leverage. The results of the operations, of this type of operation, especially in airports and Zona Sul de São Paulo, are still not enough for us to pay for the depreciation and amortization. And then on page 17, we have the cash flow in the quarter. We had a positive operational cash of 31.7 million, the best cash generation after the pandemic. CapEx investments in the period totaled 19 million BRL. Also, payments of loans and the financing totally 45.8 million BRL. We have amortized short-term debt. On the next page, we're going to talk about our debt and then about our debt negotiation profile in the short run. Our total debt can be seen on the slide, and we have a total of 155 million BRL. I will explain the details of our debt with the bank. We have updated our debt in the short term. 120 million is being negotiated in the month of August, and we are going to transfer it to 2023. 52 million BRL is due in December 2021. Part of what we have to make payments this year will be liquidated, and eventual balance will be transferred to the future. Our relationship with the banks is very good. There's a lot of credibility, and the company will remain healthy, and investments will be maintained for a full recovery. I thank you all for your presence. And I will now turn over, and I wish you all a great day. Well, thank you very much, Emilio. According to our next topic in our agenda, we have ESG. On page 21, we show you our strategic plan for this important initiative. This plan is divided into four pillars. In each and every one of them, you can see the different stakeholders who participate here. They include diversity and innovation, experience and client safety, integrity and transparency, and finally, eco-efficiency and quality. This strategic plan has different actions and initiatives in each of the pillars. This is our guide for the implementation of our ESG plan. And now we're getting close to the end of our agenda on page 23, and we're going to talk about the closing remarks. I will start by highlighting the digitalization process of the company. Our platform will continue expanding, and we will have more and more solutions and products for our clients and their vehicles. Certainly, expressive numbers that we have presented will continue growing. The reopening and advance of vaccination is a reality. In July, we've seen an expressive growth, and we believe that with further opening of the city, mobility will grow once again, and we will definitely reach the VAT revenues we had before COVID. Operational leverage is another important topic. We had a series of improvements of processes with implementation of new technologies and innovation, and this has enabled us to be much more productive. This productivity will give us important operational leverage. Capital structure, as demonstrated, has progressed with new captations and renewals, focusing on decreasing our short-term debt and also improve our overall debt profile. I thank you all for your participation, and we now open for Q&A. Thank you. Thank you. We're now going to start our Q&A. To ask a question, please press star 1. To remove your question from queue, press star 2. Our first question is from Mrs. Thais Alonso from Citibank. Please proceed. Hello, good morning, everyone. I want to understand about the cash and the impact on the results and the impact on your final results. I'm sorry, it was not possible to understand what she said because the connection is not good enough. Hello, Thais. In the third quarter, we see positive results for the generation of EBITDA and cash. And in July and August, we have a strong recovery of revenues and distribution margins. Consequently, our cash is positive, and with all of the negotiations we are carrying out, we're still suffering the impact of some negotiations we are negotiating with the bank. We're going to have enough cash to renew it by the end of the year. So the short-term pressure on the cash is high, but we are quite comfortable regarding everything we have for the next 6 months. The cash generation is improving, and you can see that the results for the last quarter, we were able to make some investments, which will help us keep the position of the company. We have positive cash generation, and now with the reopening, we are very confident that in 2022, the company will resume pre-pandemic rates with a much higher potential. This has been a good surprise for us. According to the results we saw in July, we are already paying for amortization of our debt. We're also negotiating with banks. For December, we also have good values, and this is all very well controlled with Santander and the banks that we owe to. Cash generation, debt equalization is something that makes us quite comfortable. And in summary, we've gone through the worst of times, and we're very happy with the results we've achieved. The operational leverage from now on will be good. We have a new company, actually. Perfect. Just as a follow-up, you had a renewal of SFR contract in São Paulo. Will you have more renegotiations of this contract to make up for the period that you went through? Hello, Thais. This is Andrea speaking. It is a pleasure to talk to you. I will turn over this question. Dila, good morning, Thais. Good morning, everyone. Yes, in fact, We did have a second round of negotiations with the reprofiling of our debt on a monthly basis. This was formalized. It is part of our contract. And for 2021, we have some cash relief. This is relevant. And it is of about 22 million BRL. We have liabilities for 2 years. We have to make this payment. And this is what we call reprofiling. Regarding the other questions, we have a clear and objective contract for the concession. The quantification of the impact is something that cannot be done now. We have been measuring it on a monthly basis. And clearly, when compared to the original scenario before the company, we have some difference and still have some impact on the operation. But we already have relevant compensation in terms of cash. And when the pandemic is over, the quantification will be readjusted and the negotiation with the municipality will be reestablished. The company is watchful. Perfect. Thank you very much. I'd like to remind you that to ask questions, you should dial star one. Hello, this is Danielle. I have a question from the internet by Mr. Rodrigo Gomez. Regarding July, is there any seasonality or do you believe that the July revenue will be repeated in the upcoming month? Thank you, Danielle. Thank you for the question submitted by one of our attendees. Definitely in July, when compared to June and May, we can see expressive growth. In percentage terms, when compared to the same month in 2019 for COVID, this is the highest percentage revenue we've had since the beginning of the pandemic. We have already seen that there is a trend to maintain these results in August, and of course, with the reopening of the main Brazilian cities. And also, we do believe that in the near future, things will go back to pre-COVID levels if the opening remains as it is. Once again, thank you for your question. I'd like to remind you that to ask a question, you should press star one. We now close the Q&A session. At time, back to Mr. André for his final consideration. Please proceed. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank all of you here today, in special to the company's employees who worked so hard during these pandemic months. It wasn't easy, but the great news, as mentioned by our leader, is in the past. July makes us very confident of what is going on and what lies ahead. Our leverage, our operational leverage, as I mentioned, will take place with this resumption of the operations. And we have improved all of our processes, our operation, and our capacity to be more productive during the pandemic. The business area continued generating new opportunities. Our pipeline is robust and will definitely deliver a lot of growth in the upcoming months and years. And finally, I'd like to highlight what we mentioned in the beginning regarding digitalization. The company today has a level that very few companies in Brazil have in terms of number of clients, transactions. This enables us to increase our cross-selling with more fidelity and also opening new opportunities for growth in the company with new services that we'll definitely be able to provide. Once again, I thank you for your attention and wish you a good day. The PARS teleconference is now over. We thank you all for your attention and wish you a good day.